Welcome back to the Warren County Radio Bible School. I think you're going to find this interesting today. As we look at the prophet Ezekiel, we're studying the book of Ezekiel and how Ezekiel was an encourager of the exiles, those that had gone into Egypt under captivity. Ezekiel was carried away into captivity with them. And God called him to be a prophet and wanted him to encourage them, which he did. And we're going to talk about today Ezekiel's call and commission and the vision of the living creatures. You'll want to turn in your Bible to Ezekiel chapters 1. We'll be looking at chapters 1 and 2. And these chapters are thought by some, at least Ezekiel chapter 1, to be one of the strangest chapters in all of the Bible. In fact, I think back in my youth, when I was just a teenager, and there were those trying to come up with ways to explain the origin of life. Now, they did not believe that God created every living thing, as it says in Genesis 1, because they did not believe in God. Now, these were supposed to be intelligent men, and I'm sure they were intelligent, but they were intelligent fools. They were trying to come up with the idea that life could have originated from some source other than God. Now, they were giving up on the idea that life was an accident, because the more we study the complexity of the simplest living thing, the more it is easy to see that this thing could not have happened by an accident. So where did life come from? And these men that thought they were so wise had this theory that maybe life came from ancient astronauts, some intelligent form of life that existed beyond our solar system that came and visited the Earth and then seeded the Earth with life and then went back off into outer space. Well, that reminds me of what we read about in the Bible about those who profess themselves to be wise and become fools. You know, there is no science for that. To think that life came from ancient astronauts, wouldn't it be much easier simply to believe in God? But they rebel against God in their thoughts, and God is not in their thoughts, and so they come up with something like this. And then surprisingly, while rejecting what the Bible said in Genesis chapter 1, some of them turned to the book of Ezekiel chapter 1 and tried to use what we read about in Ezekiel chapter 1 as evidence of ancient astronauts. Well, we're going to read about the four wheels and the wheels within the wheels, and indeed it is a strange prophecy. But Ezekiel did not have a close encounter of the third kind with ancient astronauts. Before I read Ezekiel chapter 1, I'll read to you from Elam's Notes, a guide to begin reading this, and it'll set us on a better track. And before I do that, I need to remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. Now let me turn to you to Elam's Notes. And this was part of a Sunday school lesson that Elam had prepared about Ezekiel for the Sunday schools that met on June the 8th, 1924. And Elam writes the following. Chapters 1 and 2 give a description of the living creatures, the wheels beside them, the quick and gliding motion of the living creatures and the wheels, the stormy wind out of the north, the great cloud, the brightness round about the cloud, the fire flashing continually, the likeness of a firmament, the likeness of a throne above the firmament, the one upon the throne, and the appearance of the bow. I cannot say what the four living creatures with their four different faces each signify, or whether or not each face, that of a man, of a lion, of an ox, and of an eagle, represents some peculiar feature of divine power and wisdom, all together represent the overruling providence, the wisdom, the power, and the glory of God. Now let me read that to you again, because you want to remember that when we're reading Ezekiel chapter 1. All together represent the overruling providence, the wisdom, the power, and the glory of God. These wonderful appearances made a profound impression on Ezekiel, and he fell on his face. God commanded him to stand on his feet. Let me read this to you. Ezekiel chapter 1, verse 1. Now it came to pass in the 13th year, in the 4th month, in the 5th day of the month, as I was among the captives by the river Chebar, that the heavens were opened, and I saw visions of God. In the 5th day of the month, which was the 5th year of King Jehoiachin's captivity, the word of Jehovah came especially unto Ezekiel the priest, the son of Buzi, in the land of the Chaldeans, by the river Chebar. And the hand of Jehovah there was upon him. Ezekiel 1 and verse 4. And I looked, and behold, a stormy wind came out of the north, a great cloud with a fire enfolding itself, and a brightness round about it, and out of the midst thereof as it were a glowing metal, out of the midst of the fire, and out of the midst thereof came the likeness of four living creatures. And this was their appearance. They had the likeness of a man, and every one had four faces, and every one of them had four wings, and their feet were straight feet, and the soles of their feet were like the sole of a calf's foot, and they sparkled like burnished brass. And they had the hands of a man under their wings on their four sides, and they four had their faces and their wings thus. Their wings were joined one to another, and they turned not when they went, and they went every one straight forward. As for the likeness of their faces, they had the face of a man, and they four had the face of a lion on the right side, and they four had the face of an ox on the left side, and they four had also the face of an eagle, and their faces and their wings were separated above. Two wings of every one were joined together, one to the other, and two covered their bodies. And they went every one straight forward, whether the spirit was to go, they went. They turned not when they went. As for the likeness of the living creatures, their appearance was like burning coals of fire, like the appearance of torches. The fire went up and down among the creatures, and the fire was bright. And out of the fire went forth lightning. And the living creatures ran in return as the appearance of a flash of lightning. Ezekiel 1 and verse 15. Now as I beheld the living creatures, behold, one wheel upon the earth beside the living creature, for each of the four faces thereof, the appearance of the wheels and their work was like unto a barrel. And they four had one likeness, and their appearance and their work was as it were a wheel within a wheel. And when they went in their four directions. They turned not when they went. And for their rims, they were high and dreadful, and they four had their rims full of eyes round about. And when the living creatures went, the wheels went beside them. And when the living creatures were lifted up from the earth, the wheels were lifted up. Whithersoever the spirit was to go, they went. Thither the spirit was to go, and the wheels were lifted up beside them. For the spirit of the living creature was in the wheels. And when these went, those went. And when those stood, these stood. And when those were lifted up from the earth, the wheels were lifted up beside them. For the spirit of the living creatures was in the wheels. And over the head of the living creatures, this is Ezekiel 1 and verse 22, over the head of the living creatures, there was the likeness of a firmament like the terrible crystal to look upon, stretched forth over their heads above. And under the firmament were their wings straight, the one toward the other. Every one had two which covered on this side, and every one had two which covered on that side their bodies. And when they went, I heard the noise of their wings, like the noise of great waters, like the voice of the Almighty, a noise of a tumult, like the noise of a host. And when they stood, they let down their wings. And there was a voice above the firmament that was over their heads. When they stood, they let down their wings. Ezekiel 1 and verse 26. And above the firmament that was over their heads was the likeness of a stone, as the appearance of a sapphire stone. And upon the likeness of the throne was a likeness as the appearance of a man upon it. And I saw, as it were, a glowing metal, as the appearance of fire within it round about, from the appearance of his loins and upward, and from the appearance of his loins and downward. I saw, as it were, the appearance of fire. And there was brightness round about him, as the appearance of a bow that is in the clouds in the day of rain. So was the appearance of the brightness round about. This was the appearance of the likeness of the glory of Jehovah. And when I saw it, I fell on my face and heard a voice of one that spake. I want you to notice what it says at the end of this description. In verse 28, Ezekiel's the best one to tell us the significance of what he was seeing. He says this was the appearance of the likeness of the glory of Jehovah. Well, let me go back and read to you what Elam has suggested here, when he says they altogether represent the overruling providence, the wisdom, the power, and the glory of God. This was being impressed on Ezekiel at the time he was being called to be a prophet. And the reading of these things, and how our imagination tries to grasp these things of what Ezekiel must have seen, it has that effect on us as well. And now we're going to read about the commission that Ezekiel received. Let me read to you from Ezekiel chapter 2. It says in Ezekiel 2 and verse 1, he said to me, "Son of man, stand upon thy feet, and I will speak with thee. And the Spirit entered into me when he spake unto me, and set me upon my feet, and I heard him that spake unto me. And he said to me, Son of man, I send thee to the children of Israel, to nations that are rebellious, which have rebelled against me, and their fathers have transgressed against me even unto this very day. And the children are imprudent and stiff-hearted. I do send thee unto them, and thou shalt say unto them, Thus saith the Lord Jehovah. And they, whether they will hear, or whether they will forbear, for they are a rebellious house, yet shall know that there hath been a prophet among them. And thou, son of man, be not afraid of them, neither be afraid of their words, though briars and thorns are with thee, and thou dost dwell among scorpions. Be not afraid of their words, nor be dismayed at their looks, though they are a rebellious house. And thou shalt speak my words unto them, whether they will hear, or whether they will forbear, for they are most rebellious." Now that carries us to Ezekiel chapter 2 and verse 8. We might read from that then when we gather together again in our next class. Well, Ezekiel is quite a dramatic prophet. And at the beginning, he's impressed with the glory of God. You know, we ought to always be impressed with God's glory and pay reverence and respect unto God by showing reverence and respect for His word.